Box A. The last program we will write in this chapter illustrates the combo box control. A combo box can be described as a drop-down list box. The program we will implement has a combo box, edit box, and button control. The user can enter text in the edit box control. Then, when the user presses the button Add, the text in the edit box will be added to the combo box. In addition, when the user selects an item from the combo box, a message box of that item's text is shown. So we are demonstrating two things here, adding text to a combo box and extracting text from a combo box based on a selection. Box B, Resource IDs. Our first task in making the combo box sample program is to create a dialog resource and design it such that it looks like the figure in box A. We use the following control resource names. We call the dialog box IDD combo dialog. We call the static text IDC static. We call the add button IDC add button. We call the edit box IDC edit message. We call the combo box IDC combo box. Box C, new function send message. Since a combo box is a control which is a kind of window, we communicate with it by sending messages to it. We can send messages to any window via the send message function. The first parameter of this function is a handle to the window we want to send a message to. The second parameter is a defined ID of the message we want to send. The third and fourth parameters are the WParam and LParam parameters, which depend upon the specific kind of message you are sending. Here, for combo boxes, we are concerned with three particular messages. The function can return optional integer information as well. The CB addString message is used when we want to add a string to a combo box. For this message, we specify null for the WParam, but we specify a CString for the LParam, which denotes the string we want to add to the combo box. The CB getCurCell message is used to retrieve the index of the currently selected item in the combo box. That is, a combo box stores the entries in an order and so can be viewed as an array of items. Now, given the index of the currently selected item of the combo box, we can get the actual string at that index by sending another message, CB getLBText. So in summary, we have seen how to add a string to the combo box, how to retrieve the index of the currently selected item in the combo box, and how to extract text from a combo box given an index to the entry we want to extract. Box D, handling combo box events. Now, recall that we said when the user selects an item from the combo box, we will display a message box showing the string item that was selected from the combo box. We can detect when the user interacts with the combo box item because a WM command is sent to the dialog window procedure. The high word of the WParam parameter gives the notification code, which explains specifically how the user interacted with the combo box. If the notification code is CBN cell end OK, then the user selected an item from the combo box. We can detect this with a conditional statement and respond accordingly. For reference, we list some other possible notification codes that can occur with combo boxes. CBN close up. This is sent when the combo box drop-down list is closed. CBN double-click. This is sent when an item in the combo box is double-clicked. CBN drop-down. This is sent when the combo box drop-down list is opened. CBN kill focus. This is sent when the combo box loses focus. CBN set focus. This is sent when the combo box gains focus. So this concludes the lecture discussion of the core components of the combo box sample. See the textbook for the complete program code.